This is National Craft Beer Week, in case you didn't know, celebrating an industry that is growing at a tremendous rate. Last year, more than 400 breweries opened nationwide. And to stand out in such a crowded field, some startups are connecting the local brew to the local farm. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon brings us the story from Colorado.
You know, obviously we're still constructing, but...
Kyle Carbaugh stands in the middle of his half-finished brewery. Right now, it's just bare floors, a framed bar, and four industrial-sized brew tanks. Carbaugh's been brewing small batches of beer out of his home for years and decided now was the time to expand.
If we start getting equipment, we have to have a place for that.
That place is a former cinder block factory in Greeley, Colorado. The area is already home to numerous microbreweries, including New Belgium Brewing in nearby Fort Collins. So Carbaugh says it became very clear he needed to be different.
At the end of the day, beer is an agricultural commodity through and through.
So he decided to hitch his brewery onto the local food bandwagon.
There's a huge thing going on with local food movement and, you know, farmers markets and know your farmer and that kind of thing. And the question came up to us is like, why isn't anybody doing this?
In fact, some places are doing it. Breweries in the Pacific Northwest have perfected the art of a farm-to-glass beer, but few have sprouted elsewhere.
This is all a Colorado product also.
While breweries focus on the art of brewing beer, Jason Cody is perfecting the art of craft malt, germinating grains which are combined with hops, yeast, and water to make beer. Inside his large malting shed in Alamosa, a vat the size of a small swimming pool is filled with rice.
What's that smell?
It's the rice. You can tell when things start happening metabolically in the seeds because you start getting those smells.
How good are you? Can you tell like a different malt by the smell?
Yeah, I can tell you if we're doing a Pilsner malt or a Belgian malt. You just get used to it, you know.
Since 2008, Cody's been malting barley and wheat from his own fields. He works with specialty grains too, like millet and quinoa. He then sells the bags of malt to craft brewers throughout Colorado, like Kyle Carbaugh, and business is booming.
The first full year we were in business, I think we sold 20,000 pounds inside the state of Colorado. And our projection for this year, which we're right on target with, is about 500,000.
But even 500,000 pounds isn't enough to satisfy brewery owners who want to create and sell a hyper-local beer.
There's only so many guys you can take care of. And those, you know, with brewers, it's repeat business. So they brew a beer, and then when it's time to brew again, they need more malt. So, you know, they got to come back and buy more malt, and that's great. But then it's hard to pick up new guys sometimes when you're in that position, because what do?
There's absolutely no way you can produce as much as these people want.
Steve Karoski is with the Colorado Brewers Guild. He says craft malting is just starting to take off, allowing breweries to source locally.
There's just so much beer being brewed now, and the movement to supply local hops and local grain is just kind of getting started.
So this is kind of the bar area.
At his unfinished brewery in Greeley, Kyle Carbaugh is still trying to navigate where his supplies will come from. His malt will be Colorado-grown, but his hops will come from Washington State. Eventually, he hopes to pour a completely Colorado-grown glass of beer.
It's really all about telling a story, right? Through a product, through materials.
And until his brewery opens this summer, Carbaugh will still be writing that story. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.